Joe, if you're a real boss tomorrow, you'll pick Buck Cherry Crazy.
He loves rock. Like, whenever Joe picks something, it's so like,
yeah!
I bet you that'd win, but the boss would probably be kind of upset.
Our boss gets upset at everything I try to do. I mean, I'm not going to go into this because I'm really, I've been written up, what, 3 or 4 times? I'm surprised I haven't been fired. So
you have been written up? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mackenzie, you know I'm suspended.
See this on the wall? That's because of Joe. Don't read it, though. He gets mad.
You can't read
it.
Well,
He does get mad. Don't read it. Why?
Because I cost the company a lot of money with something I accidentally did.
It was stupid, but it did fall on him.
I know what that is. I just didn't know you. I didn't know how many times you've been written up.
Well, wow. that happened twice in one day, so that was probably 2 of my 4.
Oh, okay, so it's not really 3 strikes, you're out, because you've been written up 3 times?
Well, the Michael Jackson thing. Listen, I would like to move on, if that's cool.
Yeah.
And we can talk about this off air if you want. I do like having an actual paycheck now that I have a house. If I was renting, I wouldn't care as much, whatever happens, but I got to be a professional adult, and by that, I mean we have to tell you what we're into. I'm into it. I like it. Now, when you hear my thing, you're like, well, Joe, you could just have the clapper, which is the thing where you go and the lights go on and off. But listen, I couldn't get it from my grandma and I can't find him in stores anymore. So my buddy Chad, yes, the same best friend that Chops and I share, recommended this to me. The house that my wife and I, Lindsay, recently bought is like from the 1939. Like from 1939 it was built.
That's so cool. It looks so cute.
So much work to it, Mackenzie, and I can't wait to have you in. We're still unpacking. But the one thing is the wiring for the ceiling fan and the light in the living room doesn't have a switch to flip on. You have to pull like the button for each one. And it's dark when we come to the house. It's kind of scary. So my buddy Chad's like, you need to get one of these like electric smart like Wi-Fi lights. And it's so cool. The one I got, it's FEIT electric smart Wi-Fi. It's a 60-watt bulb. So I don't know if that's feet, fiat, whatever it is. But you have an app. Like right now, Mackenzie, I'm opening my phone. This freaked Lindsay out. But I could click on the app right there on my phone. And I can right now go to my living room and I can hit it and turn. Right now, I just turn on the lights in my house.
Wow, did you just do that?
And they're on right now. Yep, they're on right now.
Okay, what is this app called again?
It is the FEIT Electric. It's like it's FEIT, I don't know. We're going to put this up at joemackenzie.com. Liz is working on the blog right now for it. But it's awesome. It's dimmable. If you want to set moods, you can also like check this out, Mackenzie. I know you can't see this right now, but I can go in there. I can take my actual lights and I can change the colors of them and have them be like red, green, blue.
I mean, Joe, take me through this real quick. So when I get the app, then how do I make it work?
You have to get the light bulbs.
Okay.
You get the light. Okay. You buy the light bulbs. Yeah. You pair it up. And I've also set mine with Alexa. So I'm like, Alexa, lights on.
Cool.
So
can you come over and just do it?
I would like some drinks to be made.
Of course. I'll pay
Kiki,
you in booze.
Okay. If Kiki booze can do it, or you?
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Okay.
But we'll put a link on there. But I'm telling you right now, if you're thinking about it, and these were cheap. I got those. They were like $9 or $10. They range up to $20 a piece. But it's totally worth it.
And you like have your cameras and all that set up too, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
So you could like monitor. That's awesome.
Yeah, Lindsay, there's a camera in the room right now. No. We got everything else covered. Producer Porkchop, my man, what are you into this week?
I'm into a TV show called Superstore. Now,
yes!
Oh, you watched it?
Well, Lindsay watches this. One of our mutual friends freaking loves that show, and I watched it because you guys love it.
Yeah, so it came out in like 2015, and there's been 4 seasons, and my boyfriend was like, hey, here, you have to watch this, and I was like, whatever. And then so like we watched it, and it actually did get me to laugh a couple times, and here's a clip from the trailer.
Just checking your new hire forms. Doesn't say anywhere on here if you've got a girlfriend.
Oh, no.
No. But you are heterosexual, right?
Are you allowed to ask that?
No.
Hold on a second. Hold on. What did she ask? I want to hear that part again.
No. But you are heterosexual, right?
You're heterosexual, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's like the assistant manager and she's interviewing someone. But anyways, yeah, so it actually does get me to laugh. I mean, there are some like, what's the word? It can be a little edgy. Like there's a lot of clips I couldn't play. But so if you get offended easily, don't watch the show. But I don't know. It makes me laugh.
And did you see, my wife watches the show. I need to watch it because I've caught a few just sitting there on the couch. I think they renewed it for like a sixth season.
Yeah, so that's great news. They just renewed Superstore for six seasons.
Did not know that.
Yeah, that's breaking news.
My whole family's obsessed with that show.
Really?
Yes.
How have I not heard of it until now?
Well, it's pork chop, so that happens very often. All right, so I am into a new song. I've been playing it on repeat. I literally cannot stop. It makes me feel a type of way. And it is my favorite song to come out of Justin Bieber's with his new album. So Yummy, Get Me, this song, it is it.
Already passed, you don't need no approval. Good everywhere, don't worry about no refusal. Second to none, you got the upper hand now. Don't need a sponsor, no, you're the brand now. You're my rock, my Colorado. Got that ring, just like Toronto. Love you now, let them on tomorrow. So I feel, act like you know that you are picture perfect, you don't need no filter.
Yes.
Go just make them drop dead, you a killer.
Oh, that is a good one, Liv.
All my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. That was the main part.
So tell everyone what it's called again.
It's called Intentions by Justin Bieber.
So good. I'm loving that as well.
What are you into?
Okay, so this is such a fun day. Liv and I are going to get our self-love on, and we are going to get facials today.
Yes.
At Dr. Chernoff's office, good friend of the show, and I know... I won't. Actually, I don't want to spoil any surprises. So moving on. So I'm excited. I want to do some dermaplaning, and we've talked about this before, but women don't really realize what it is. It's a non-invasive, basically method, and it's facial exfoliation. But it's like they take and they get all your little facial hairs off. It gets all the clogged pores. If you have any acne and dead skin, so it's kind of, you don't realize like you have peach fuzz. You actually have hair on your face, even if you can't really see it. It makes your makeup go on smoother. It makes your products penetrate deeper. So check out dermaplaning. I just think everyone would be so much better in their life. I mean, you got a lot of hair, Joe.
I was going to say, it also makes...
You don't do it on your,
ladies,
for your beard.
It also makes your man less jealous if you have more facial hair than him. Like, he's like, ha-ha, finally I'm winning.
But try it and you will become addicted.
All right, I love it. Go to joemckenzie.com or just text JAM to 52140 and we'll put a link on so you can check out all these awesome things that we're into. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Is Bachelor Peter going to choose a producer over a contestant? What? And a fan had Keith Urban sign this body part.
They're going to say producer pork chop. I'm like, what?